This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on the Compass, we will take a tour of KPTZ's future home in the basement of what is thought to be Fort Worden's first building. So now, let's go inside the Compass.
The Fort Worden PDA board unanimously agreed that 305 made sense. It would be great to have KPTZ as an anchor in the future Maker Square.
Super.
I just wanted to start with that because it's a great marriage and I think a perfect fit for the future of the Lifelong Learning Center at Fort Worden.
That was Fort Worden Public Development Authority Executive Director Dave Robeson informing KPTZ Community Radio General Manager Robert Ambrose that the PDA's board had just approved KPTZ as an anchor tenant for the multi-million dollar Makers Square development at the Lifelong Learning Campus by agreeing to lease to the radio station 2,000 square feet in the basement of Building 305, the longtime maintenance building which will ultimately be at the heart of the new Creative Center. I had come to Fort Worden's administration building to meet with Robeson and Ambrose to talk about KPTZ's plans to move to Fort Worden within the next couple of years, a plan that has emerged out of the many months of discussions that resulted a couple of weeks ago in the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the two organizations. I started by asking Ambrose what had motivated the move from the station's current headquarters at the Mountain View Commons. How did this come about? I mean, what motivated KPTZ in the first place to want to move?
It's more that we need to move. The KPTZ board has been for about 3 years, even before I got here, trying to decide what's the best space for the organization in the long run. Plus, we have the situation where our transmitters on private land leased to us, and within the last 6 months, we've learned that that lease will not be continued. So we do have an urgent need to relocate the transmitter to a place that is more permanent.
When will that lease run out?
September of 2019. So we're under 2 years until that time. And it takes over a year to get FCC approval to move your transmitter and put it in a new place. So we need to move on that as soon as possible. So, given that, there are changes at Mountain View, too. They're restructuring that, and there was possible space there, but it was not optimal. So we started thinking about Fort Worden and if there might be room here, and got in contact with the PDA to find out.
All right, so now we're going to turn to Dave. So he came and approached the PDA, and what was the initial response?
Well, the initial response was I had not known that KPTZ was actually in active conversations with Washington State Parks to relocate the transmission tower up on Artillery Hill. And once we heard that, it just began to make sense that, you know, up on Artillery Hill during the military days was a radio tower, as well as a radio shack or a radio building. And it was central to the communications of Fort Worden as a military base. And so it was interesting to learn that they had approached Washington State Parks and the Fort Worden PDA wasn't really aware of it. The timing was opportune in that we were considering some lease amendments to our master lease to include other areas. So we reached out to Washington State Parks to see if we could be an advocate for KPTZ, because we do have a strong working partnership with them. And it became apparent that Washington State Parks was really looking at KPTZ like they would any other business entity that would want to locate a transmission tower or a wireless tower on state lands. And they didn't realize the possibility of KPTZ actually being a vital partner in the Lifelong Learning Center at Fort Worden. So that's when I started to get excited and started conversations with representatives of KPTZ.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, how do you see, I mean, I understand that Building 305, which we've just heard, has been approved by the board as the location. And maybe we'll take a little tour through there in a little while, if that's possible. But it's going to be in the Makers Square, right? And part of the Lifelong Learning Center. So, I mean, you know, how do you see that fit?
So what I just said about the transmission tower up on Artillery Hill was where we first had the conversation about even the potential of KPTZ relocating back to Fort Worden. On a parallel track, we had been in the design process to create Makers Square, kind of a focal area of people that come together to make things, whether that is make music or make furniture or visual arts or pottery or ceramics or jewelry making. That was the intent with Maker Square. And we went through basically a year-long process with stakeholders. And the basement of 305, which is built in 1905, I believe, is all rock walls. And it was a different space than big open space with lots of sunlight. And the architectural team and our stakeholders that were involved in that process actually identified that as the potential for digital arts or photography studios or printmaking or things like that. And that was well in advance of KPTZ emerging on the scene. So the timing was actually perfect when we heard about KPTZ's interest in coming to Fort Worden. It just seemed like a possible fit in the future Maker Square.
Robert, you and I have talked a little bit in the past about using the radio station as a place to teach radio, to teach broadcast journalism and how to be a DJ and that sort of thing. And is that part of the vision?
Absolutely. I think we do that on a daily basis. We're training people. We are a lifelong learning organization. I think community radio is like that. That combined with here at the Fort, there are so many nonprofits that we interact with all the time. Centrum in particular, but others as well that we are interviewing artists or writers, musicians that come through. It just seemed like when we started to think about Fort Worden and the Lifelong Learning Center, that it was such a natural fit for KPTZ that we got very excited about discussing it with Dave and the PDA to see if it might work.
So how is this going to... Is this going to be as good a deal as the city is giving on the Mountain View Commons? Or?
Oh, I think so. We've done the budget, and it's all in the same neighborhood. Community radio is a challenge to fund at any time, but it's a fairly big project to get here, but I think it's a doable project. At the same time, I think that once we move here, there's growth potential in terms of program growth. You know, the college is here, for example, and we could maybe entertain an agreement where we can train people in journalism or in sound editing or any of the other things that we do in the radio station, broadcast journalism.
For academic credit.
For academic credit. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of potential, and a lot of that has not been explored yet.
And obviously it pencils out for the PDA as well.
Well, we're doing a significant investment in Maker Square. So it's a $12 million investment to renovate three buildings and all the associated infrastructure. Building 305 is about 20,000 square feet. And so, you know, KPTZ in the basement would be one of the anchor tenants in Building 305. The rest of 305 would be open for a variety of other artistic or educational uses. And so what I like about KPTZ being part of Maker Square is it brings a vitality and a day-to-day use to Maker Square that some of our programs don't do, like on a cold winter day in November or December. Mm-hmm. So creating that year-round vitality.
But there's heating, right?
In the basement, there will be heating. So, and that partnership of creating all kinds of programming that goes on through KPTZ at Fort Worden is really exciting for the future growth of the Lifelong Learning Center.
It's got stone foundations, did you say?
Yeah, it's the original rock wall in the basement, and then the building is a timber frame building on top. Mm-hmm. The building was actually built as one of the original buildings at Fort Worden in 1905. So, and it's one of the best structurally sound buildings at Fort Worden today.
What was it originally?
It was originally the Quartermaster Storehouse. I believe it was the first building built at Fort Worden, mm-hmm. and the rest of Fort Worden sprung up around it. So mm-hmm. the Quartermaster Storehouse is where the soldiers all came to get their supplies and goods and uniforms to build the rest of the fort.
So this is a considerably larger space, right?
Yes, we have about 900 square feet now, and this will be close to 2,000 square feet.
And so what's the vision for that extra space?
To be able to do work without people all around you. No, we would like to have, you know that our production studio is no bigger than a closet. Mm-hmm. And we also have many, many times where we have musical groups that come in or groups of performers that come in to be broadcast or recorded. We need to have a bigger space that we can do that.
A performance space.
A performance studio. Small one. Actually, one thing about 305 is that there's a gallery on the first floor that's a multi-use space, and that has potential. If our studio is below it or very close to it, we might be able to have slightly larger performances that we could broadcast live too. So there's a lot more potential in terms of studios, but we might also be able to squeeze a couple of offices in instead of working around one table like it is now.
So what is this going to cost? How much does it cost just to move in?
We're estimating now the total cost, including design, is going to be around $600,000. It's like starting the station over again. We do have some equipment we'll move over, but we need to buy other equipment as well to move into a bigger space. Moving the transmitter, moving the antenna is expensive, and getting utilities to the transmitter will be expensive. It's a big investment. And I don't think our board would have chosen to do that unless we felt pretty firmly that we're important for the community and that we see our future maintaining that importance and maybe becoming more important as the world changes.
Is this the beginning of the capital campaign right now?
Yes. Yeah. I can be called anytime. But we do have a memorandum of understanding between our organizations, and it lays out steps that that both of us need to take in order to make this happen. It will take 2 to 3 years to get here.
So what's step one?
Well, one of the steps necessary for KPTZ is to get approval with Washington State Parks to locate the transmitter on top of Artillery Hill. So we are working with KPTC to see if we can accelerate that approval process. So that's really step one, because that's the critical timeline for the radio station. Mm-hmm. I think step two is, it's actually really good timing from our perspective, because we've gone through a series of design evolutions for building 305. And before we go to construction drawings where we really set things in stone, literally in the basement, it's great to know what the tenant improvements are going to need to be to support KPTZ as a broadcast studio in the basement at 305. So the timing's really good before we move into construction drawings. So we have, you know, several months for KPTZ to work with our architects to really flesh out the tenant improvements necessary for it to be a really first-rate functional studio.
Are you providing the architects or?
The architects are under contract with Fort Warden PDA. What we would do is a supplemental scope of services, so they would work directly with KPTZ, and KPTC would bear that cost, and that's folded into the $500,000 capital campaign at this point. What this really does is it gives the station the ability to really finalize what the tenant improvements are going to be and the cost estimate necessary to be able to move into Building 305.
What kind of funding sources are you looking to? I mean, are you hoping that KPTZ listeners are going to bungle up this money, or are there grants available?
I think there are grant possibilities. My experience in capital campaigns is that there's always more money outside of town than there is inside of town, in the sense that there are other entities that have more money, like foundations or government organizations. But you need to have local buy-in for the project to make it a success. So that's where the local capital campaign comes in, and that leverages money from elsewhere to come help. And KPTZ actually has about 10% of the total cost that we've saved over time and dedicated for this purpose.
Knowing that the day would come. Well, maybe we could go take a look at the space.
Sounds good to me.
We'll ask Larry Sammons, our facility director, to walk us through the space.
All right.
So on these retrofits of buildings, did the original windows have to stay?
That's the first preference. Some need to change, get restored, and there's actually a program that was started here for restoration stuff for the state, and so they've got people trained to do that. So, and where it becomes necessary to just change them out, then they have to be compatible, and go through the process, all that kind of stuff.
Whoa. Okay, well, let's try the center door and go down through the middle.
This would be potential entry point.
Right here, okay.
That's one of my favorite things. Okay, I'll keep you okay.
Okay. Is this a storage space up here?
No, this is what this whole building is in the park's maintenance shop.
Ah, okay.
For as long as it's been a park.
Yeah, 1973.
Wow, what is that? What is that lamp there?
Yeah, that's
there's
one of the
all
old
kinds of treasures in here.
So the state is building a new maintenance facility for the shops over near the former mule barn area. So that's the construction site on there. Let's see.
Boy, there is a lot of stuff in here.
But our area of concern down with you.
I wish one of the architects was with us because they could speak specifically to all the historic features in here, because it is a pretty amazing space.
It certainly feels historic.
So from that wall to this wall is about 2,000 square feet.
Are there currently other tenants considered for the rest of the basement?
No, there's no other tenants considered. The second and third floor would be multi-use space, and it would be available to local community members, visiting groups, obviously Fort Warden partners.
Oh, for like short-term rentals.
Short-term rentals and longer-term rentals. One of the goals of this building is also to facilitate artist residencies here at Fort Worden.
Oh, really? So there will be living units upstairs?
Well, not living units, but studio workspace.
I see. So for people who are doing residencies, they would live elsewhere but work here.
Correct.
So have you sort of laid this out in your mind at all, Robert, or are you going to wait for the architects?
We need to make sure which space we're looking at first. But we've looked, we've measured, we know that it's about 10 feet between these posts. And
so for our listeners, we're looking at a set of brick 18-inch rectangular posts that hold up, 10 by 10 beams.
And if you look at those beams, imagine those coming from the surrounding forest in the early 1900s and being placed in the basement of this building.
It looks like first growth.
And as described, we're looking at a stone foundation wall around us with, how big are those blocks? Those are at least 14-inch square blocks.
Yeah, even bigger, 2 feet there.
Yeah.
It looks like it would take at least a year for the parks to get out of here, just to move out.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff down here, ranging from old bits of molding to cardboard boxes that contain I don't know what, and fire extinguishers, and I don't know, what are these, pumps? Hand pumps?
Yeah.
The little fire extinguishers.
Yeah. Oh, they're fire extinguishers too, right? Yeah. To something under drapes here that...
Once they occupy their new building, then that process will start. They'll start moving stuff down.
And probably getting rid of a ton of this.
There might be a very interesting garage sale here. And then down at that end, there's something that is distinctively more modern.
So that's a communications hub. So they're conduits, communication conduits that run all through the fort. And so this is one point where they enter into a building and transfer out to other buildings.
So there's a precedent for communications being down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The radio station will fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's existing condo. It goes all the way up the hill to where the antenna will be.
Yeah. So we've already talked before with PUD, I think, about running electricity and fiber between the building here and a
transfer. So the conduit's there. They just need to pull the wires?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Makes everything a lot easier that way.
Yeah, it does. We have so many people coming through KPTZ now. It's just every single day it's 20 to 25 people circulate through, and it's busy all the time.
I think one of the exciting things also is the professional design team we have, the architects. They're over in Seattle. They're in the Signal building in Post Alley, and the architectural firm's name is Signal Architect and Research. And if you look at their logo, it's very close to the logo of KPTZ. And they really do focus on arts and education. So they're a perfect architect for this building and the rest of Maker Square. And I think we'll do a great job for KPTZ.
Yeah, I'm confident. So it's good.
But yeah, should show them
Here's the lift.
Yeah.
Freight only.
Yeah, this is the old lift.
I didn't break it.
This is going to be retained.
Yes.
And it works?
I don't believe it does work, but there'll be an elevator that comes down right here.
Yeah. The whole basement will be ADA accessible.
Yeah, the lift will just be an artifact.
So one of the things that we do need to retain, there's not much of it down here, is the old beadboard. So, because Fort Worden's a National Landmark Historic District, this is a very historically significant building. And so the National Park Service, as well as Washington State Parks, wants to retain all the important historic features of the building.
So that's why the lift's being retained.
Yeah.
Do the stone walls have to be left exposed?
Yes.
I believe that is the case. They can be sealed, though.
Yeah.
Presumably. No.
And I thought they could be, actually, things could be covered if they're not permanent. If you built like a wall that could just come off.
Yeah. I see. That would be all right.
Yeah. One of the design opportunities and challenges for the design team is to really figure out how to make this acoustically a great space for broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. And then the gallery space upstairs that will be a, can we look at that too?
So walk down to this end.
Boy, there's a lot of history in here. Oh, so this is the main shop, I gather.
Yeah, it's the main carpentry
office. Hi.
Good, man.
So we're at the north end, and so on the main floor in building 305, there'll be a large gallery on the north end and on the south end. And what will make this a very open and large space is the floor above us will be removed. So this will go all the way to the ceiling.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And it creates a...
So that's an alteration that's going to be allowed.
And that was approved by the National Park Service.
So it's about from here, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great space.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great space.
And it'll be on both ends of the building. And then between the two open galleries will be classrooms in a long hallway that'll also serve as essentially a gallery.
Can we go out there?
Yeah.
You know, when you step out of the main floor of the building and you're facing west, you're under a shed roof, and the design configuration is to have a series of wooden steps that parallel down to kind of the outdoor area, and then this really becomes an amphitheater or an outdoor classroom covered by the shed roof. So it becomes a great outdoor gathering space for musicians or performances or just outdoor classes.
So this will no longer be parking all under here.
That is correct. Taking these military buildings and making them a vibrant space for future artists and performance and educational spaces. It's great to see 100 years of history and looking forward to the next 100 years of creativity here.
Touring the future home of KPTZ in Fort Worden's historic building 305 with Fort Worden PDA Executive Director Dave Robeson, KPTZ General Manager Robert Ambrose, and Fort Worden Facilities Director Larry Sammons. This is Steve Evans reporting for KPTZ Community Radio News. This week's KPTZ Compass was written and produced by Steve Evans. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ live 24 hours a day. KPTZ is embarking on an ambitious plan to expand our news operations in order to bring you daily news updates and more in-depth feature stories like those you hear on KPTZ Compass, and we are looking for help to make it happen. Volunteer opportunities range from preparing copy for newscasts to becoming a newsreader to editing and production work. If you might be interested in joining the KPTZ news team, please drop us a line at news@kptz.org or stop by the station at the Mountain View Commons and fill out a volunteer application form. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Steve Evans.